Let me, on behalf of the government and people of Ghana, warmly welcome all of you to what is your 32nd ordinary meeting of Chiefs of Defence Staff of ECOWAS States. This meeting could not have come at a better time, considering the many issues of security that plague our sub-region. Indeed, it indicates that our general security or our common security is an interconnected issue. No one nation can ensure its own security without us working together for our collective security. And it's especially so when you have a situation of democracy and constitutional governance. Democracies are more vulnerable to insurgency, they are more vulnerable to international criminal gangs because of the respect for human rights and all that. They are more vulnerable to people who just have a criminal mind who want to take advantage of constitutional governance. And so we don't have any alternative but to work together to ensure that collectively our countries are secure. We have the situation in Mali, and I must commend you for the work that has taken place in Mali. We face a very grave situation, several months of what was happening in Mali. But I must say that with the collaboration that we have enjoyed, the situation in Mali is more, stable than it was a few months back. But still, it needs a lot of vigilance, it needs a lot of attention, and it needs a lot of work. The people of Mali intend to go to elections in July this year, and all of us must support them to be able to create a democratic platform based on which a resolution of the whole issue can move forward. We must also encourage reconciliation amongst all the parties in that area, because the best way to resolve crisis is through dialogue. Military force often must be the last option. And so even though we have taken some action to restore the sovereignty of Mali, I think that all the political stakeholders should be given an opportunity to be involved in discussions that will lead to a permanent peace in that particular country. As heads of state, we constantly review situations in which there's crisis, and we're also happy with the progress that we're making in Guinea-Bissau, and we hope that all the stakeholders in Guinea-Bissau too would cooperate so that we can bring permanent normalcy to that country. It is in the interest of any country that you create a situation of peace and normalcy so that development and progress can take place. You can have no progress or development if you have a situation of violence and insecurity. And so we'll continue to work together to ensure that our sub-region is peaceful and safe. Recently, many African countries are seeing progress, economic growth rates above 5% to 6% on average, and it's necessary for us to secure this growth that is taking place by ensuring that there's peace within the sub-region. Over the years, as a result of our concentration on attaining human development in the social sectors, especially in respect of access to education, in respect of access to good health care, in respect of reducing infant mortality, in respect of reducing maternal mortality, and all the other good things that make life worth living, we have, on the whole, spent less in respect of security and defense. But we're waking up to a new reality that you cannot have a democracy, you cannot have human progress in a situation of insecurity. And so it means that we should collectively think how we can optimize the use of our military resources to ensure that our security in the sub-region is protected. And I think that that's the basis for which this year meeting has taken place. Another new issue is the issue of piracy in the Gulf of Guinea. The Gulf of Guinea is a shared resource for all of us, and if we are not able to clamp down on this particular phenomenon, it could endanger shipping. It could make shipping into our sub-region more expensive, because if shipping lines feel unsafe to come into the sub-region, it reflects in higher shipping charges and shipping rates in that particular area. And so this is an area that we need to work together on. So let me not reopen your discussions. I am certain that you are more than capable of deliberating on these issues, and that at the appropriate time when the heads of state meet, I'm sure that some of the issues that you have discussed will be tabled for us to take a look at, so that important decisions can be taken to ensure the security of our sub-region. I thank you very much for choosing to come to Ghana for this meeting.